To begin, what prompted the idea of replacing Ogle County's jail in the first place?
Well, basically where we're at is the facility was built in the 60s, and it hasn't seen much change other than a few additions in the mid-90s. And it's basically become a burden to the taxpayers at this point, I guess, is the best way to explain it. And by that I mean that a number of the items, the wear items, toilets, sinks, gates, things of that nature, aren't readily available anymore. So when one of them fail, which they do regularly, we have to go out and actually have it fabricated. On top of it, it's obviously an aging facility. It wasn't designed to hold as many inmates as what we currently have. So we do have sewer issues and some other things of that issue. So we spend a significant amount of time on maintenance on that building, probably in the neighborhood of between 30 and 40 hours a week just on maintenance alone. So it's to the point now where the jail has outlived its usefulness.
I know one of the design considerations for this new jail is transfer of inmates from the jail itself to the courthouse and back. Could you describe those logistics in a bit more detail?
Sure. So, you know, when the original jail was built in the 60s, it was attached to the courthouse. And at that time, they actually put a doorway in the basement of the courthouse. So inmates were taken out of the basement of the jail, moved into the basement of the courthouse, then up to court. In the early 2000s, the new judicial center was built and court was then held across the street. And from that point forward, we actually had to transport inmates across the street to court. The intention has always been to bring the courts and the jail together just for ease of movement. And so that's what this new design basically entails, is being able to move those inmates directly across the walkway.
What sort of factors complicate that transfer, even though it's just across the street?
So currently, we have to put the inmates in a van and take them over to the judicial center and unload them and take them upstairs. The issue becomes a couple days a week. We typically have a very heavy court call for us, which is usually mid-20s to 30 inmates in the morning. So loading them up in a van and taking them across the street does take some time. And so being able to basically walk them through will save us a significant amount of time, and it will save us a significant amount of labor as well.
Can you tell me more about the plans for the new jail itself?
Well, the new jail is really designed. The county, when we hired the architect, asked them to design a jail that would suffice our needs for the next 20 years. So we started out with a needs study, and what they determined was if we were going to build a jail today for today's needs, we'd need 154 beds. Currently, we have 109. So obviously, there's part of the deficiency with the current jail. But for today's needs, we'd need 154 beds. And looking out into the future, it was determined that we would need between 180 and 200 beds. So that's what the current facility is designed around, is that 20-year plan, just because it's significantly cheaper to build bed space today as opposed to in the future. And additions do cost more than the initial construction.
Hence the need for new development.
Correct.
I assume that also goes into the modernizations you were referring to?
Yeah, it's definitely a more modern facility. It'll allow us to meet the jail standard requirements that we are currently exempt from with outdoor recreation, things of that nature. Now, by outdoor recreation, we're not going to have inmates running around out in the grass or the basketball court like you see at penitentiaries. This is more of a detention, county detention facility type recreation where it's all enclosed and there's actually no interaction between the community and the inmates. So it's still very secure, very quiet. And quite honestly, you know, most of the residents have no issue with the jail currently, you know, as far as sight and sound, and that'll be the case with the current, with the proposed facility.
And you were saying the main reason for the location in downtown Oregon is because it's right next to the courthouse?
Correct. You know, probably 10 to 15 years ago, the county board purchased that property with the intent to bring the jail there. And so it is the most feasible. It's the most economical position that we have. And we don't have to go out and purchase property. We can save the costs of employment because that is our number one expense as the county is salary and benefits. And so to be able to do that with less people, obviously that's a tax savings to the citizens.
So what's the current status of the project?
So right now we have community meetings going on explaining the project to the citizens, explaining the funding process. And that's been well received because this project will not cost the taxpayers any money, which is very important, obviously, to them. And it'll be all paid for by tipping fees from the landfill. And so there won't be any additional expense onto the to the tax bills, to the property tax bills. The one thing that this will probably do is lower our operating expenses because The proposed location allows us to use geothermal heating, which will lower the operational cost.
What's been the public reaction, both for and against the project?
Obviously, you know, it's a change for the people that live around the proposed location, and I definitely understand that. We're asking the city to close the street so that we can have access for a Sallyport, for basically a big garage for people that don't know what a Sallyport is, and then direct access into the judicial center. So there are some significant changes, as well as, you know, that property will be built on. So those are concerns, but at the end of the day, this building is going to look like an office building. You know, it has, I told one of the meetings, you know, it has fake windows, and the windows all around the building make it look like an office building, but they're really, they serve no purpose other than aesthetics for the neighbors. So we've done a lot of homework on this building to make sure that it fits into the neighborhood, it resembles the current judicial center, and that it's not an eyesore to the public, and it doesn't hinder, you know, the way that they live. So that's the concern, and that's kind of the answer that we've provided to them. Obviously, the people that live outside of Oregon like this process or like this project because it's not going to cost them any money. It's the most economically feasible place to put the facility, and it's going to save them tax dollars down the road.
Hypothetically, if there was some really strong opposition to the downtown location, would there be any other feasible locations in Ogle County where a jail like this could be built?
Well, we can build a jail any place, but it's going to cost more to run it. So at the end of the day, if we build it someplace else, it's certainly going to cost the taxpayers of the county more in the operational expense. This is the most economic place to build this facility.
If this project does get approved, how long do you anticipate the construction to take?
It's a rather involved process. Obviously, you know, we're still a ways off, but, you know, if we got the go-ahead tonight, it would take us 6 to 8 months just in design. So you're that far out before you even break ground, and then probably 18 to 22 months in construction. So we're at least 3 years out from completion.
And would the old jail stay up and running during this period?
Correct. Yeah, we'll keep the same operational status with that jail until we move out of it.
Are there any groups that are particularly vehement in their opposition?
Again, it's more the people that have skin in the game, the people that live close and have concern with, you know, interrupting their daily life. And, you know, I can appreciate that, but what we've done on the back end, we've really, you know, it's hard to believe, but we've actually started the planning process of this facility in April of 2015. So it's not something that we just started, you know, 2 months ago. The design that we're providing the citizens right now is probably the fourth or fifth generation of design, just trying to, you know, tweak things and make sure it fits properly. And it, you know, we added a parking lot and we've added, different things to the area just to make it not only more appealing, but more operationally sound. So we've done a lot of legwork on this facility, and really we've dotted our I's and crossed our T's on this project.
What other obstacles do you anticipate going forward?
Well, at this point, the biggest obstacle, the biggest hurdle is vacating the street from the city's point. That's instrumental into moving forward with this process. And, you know, if that's not done, then obviously the jail is going to have to be redesigned to fit on that piece of property. And we'll lose parking, I have no doubt. And, you know, we won't be able to realize the cost savings of the transportation.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
You know, I can't stress how this facility is really not going to be a change of structure from how we've done business for the last, you know, 40 years with the current facility. But what this allows us to do is allows us to be more streamlined in our operations, allows us to do more with less people and reduce that cost to the taxpayers. And at the end of the day, that's my goal, is to provide a great service to the taxpayers, make sure that the safety of the public's in mind, keep the judicial process a smooth flow, but yet be able to do that at a reduced cost. And this facility definitely achieves that goal.
Finally, how would you compare this project to other jail modernizations and reconstructions in the surrounding counties?
You know, as we look, we hired a reputable firm to help us with this project, and they build a number of jails around the country, and he can't stress the amount of money that's saved by, or he can't stress enough the amount of money that's saved by building this in close proximity to the judicial center. There's communities that have spent $10 million to be able to do what we're able to do here, and that's one benefit of this, is being able to go out with that large company that builds jails all across the country and see what the best standard practices are. You know, talk with the IDOC inspectors, and everybody's on the same page that this is the best location for the facility.